Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Is our God an awesome God or is he an awesome God?
He's a great God.
I just think about we sang that song, Welcome Holy Spirit. I can only imagine what would happen if we were to say, Holy Spirit, here we are, just do what you want to do today. And if he'd done something, wow, I can think of one of the stories. We were preaching in an Assembly of God church up in the Northeast. And the senior pastor of that church, he said, when I was a young boy, he said, my mom and dad used to go to A.A. Allen's meetings. One night, they had a great big tent. People were just packed in under that thing, and A.A. Allen was preaching and said, of course, I wasn't even inside. I was sitting outside on the fender of a car because I couldn't get in, and I could hear everything where I was. And all of a sudden, I heard A.A. say, the Lord just spoke to me. And he said, the glory is fixing to descend upon this place. And Jesus is fixing to do something awesome. And he said, all of a sudden, I saw a white cloud come down over that tent on the outside. And he said, people began to scream. And he said, as they did, A.A. said, get down here and let me touch you in the name of Jesus. And people started coming and running. He said, some didn't make it. Some fell out under the power. Some come running outside the tent screaming, I'm healed, I'm healed. My broken leg is healed. My broken arm is healed. You know, just on and on and on. And then he said, all of a sudden, he said, after about 10 minutes of that, he said, the Lord says, you got 1 minute left. If you hadn't got here, get here or believe God. And he said, in that next minute, he said, all of a sudden, I saw the glory leave. And said, when it did, everything come back to normal. But he said almost everybody that came there for whatever they came there for got their answer that night. And I think, wow, I wonder what that would be like, you know. I was raised in a Baptist church. I never had any experiences like that. But you know, the Holy Spirit, if we would let him run free in our lives, you would live in a different world. I have tried that. I've not mastered it yet, but I've tried it. I think about what I have seen when I started learning about Jesus was the healer. I mean, you know, you got to remember, I was raised in the Baptist church, and I never heard that. I never heard that not one time in all my years in church. But whenever I began to learn it from the Word and started believing it and started praying for people and saw the Holy Spirit begin to do what he did, and I'm sure he wanted to do much more. That's just like whenever we prayed for Ed Brock. Somebody asked me the question, when y'all prayed for Ed Brock in 1986 at Lakeland Baptist Church, he had terminal cancer. If God spoke to you audibly and told you what to tell him to do, and you did that, and he did that, then why, when y'all prayed for him, didn't God instantly, completely, totally heal him? And I thought about that for a little while, and I said, well, I only have this answer. There was 28 Baptists there. Besides Ed. And if the glory had come into that little chapel where we were and had zapped Ed Brock and done an instantaneous total healing, and Ed had jumped up and started screaming, guys, I feel like a brand new man, I'm completely healed, 28 of us would have fell out with a heart attack. Then God would have had to raise probably half of us from the dead. Slowly, and so over the next 6 months, Ed was completely healed. And of course, that was in 1986, and it's been forever. You know, he's still healed. He's not had any cancer since 1986. And if I were to ever get sick, the one that made me should be able to tell me what's wrong with me. You know, that's just like when I used to design equipment and build them. I would write a manual about that piece of equipment so that another person could take that piece of equipment, and if they read my book and all the drawings in detail, they could repair this piece of equipment. Well, the last time I checked, the King of the Universe, he left us a book. A diagram of how this thing works. And we go to a doctor, and the doctor, he hadn't read it either, most of them. And so they prescribe something for us. I never even noticed until after I read this book this week, I turned on the TV to watch the news, and it had never registered on me how many pharmaceutical companies are advertising their drug on TV. I think every other one I looked at was some kind of drug that you didn't even have to have a prescription for. You just go into the, you know, the pharmacy or whatever and tell them, you want this? I saw it on TV. And it says, it'll take away my arthritis pain, so I need one of those. And you start taking it, and then you start feeling bad in a week or two. You go to the doctor and tell him what you've done. He said, oh, by the way, that has an after effect that causes this. Now we need to give you this to counterattack that. And then 2 weeks later, you come back in. He said, well, yeah, that had a side effect. We need to give you this to counterattack that. And first thing you know, you're one of the 81% that's on prescription drugs for the rest of your life, and you wind up dying early. Am I trying to tell you don't need a doctor? No, unfortunately, you know, there's some of us that don't know how to walk in faith, and you do need a doctor. You know, sometimes they can help you. I mean, there has been times when they can help you a little. I know people right here in the Justin area, several of them, that have come down with some kind of cancer or something. Some of them had it a couple of years ago, and they've known me forever. I've been in church with them. I've been in church with their relatives. They've seen the glory of God that's followed me. And do they come and ask me to pray or find out what the problem is? No, they go to the doctor, and they take chemo, radiation, and they die. They die. Last year, it was December last year, I was driving down the road, and the Lord spoke a man's name to me. God don't just speak just to be speaking, does he? Why does God do that to his sons? Those of us that are led by the Spirit of God, does he want anything bad to happen? Well, I was driving down the highway from Denton home, and he spoke a man's name to me. I have known this man for years. Years. Been in church with him, in the Baptist church over here, for years. And so I called him. Said, is there something wrong? I said, hi, how you doing? He said, well, Old Thurman. He said, I'm doing good. I said, are you sure you're doing good? He said, yeah, I'm okay. I said, is your wife okay? Yeah, we're okay. I said, you know, the Lord spoke to me and called your name. I said, I hadn't thought about you in 5 years since I left the Baptist church. He don't do that unless there's something wrong. I said, are you sure you're okay? He said, yeah, we're okay. We're doing our taxes right now, and I don't have time to deal with you. So now he talked to this guy in 5 years, and he's wanting to get rid of me in a minute. So I don't have time to talk. We're doing our taxes. I said, but it's only December. You got plenty of time to do taxes. I said, I feel like there's something important happening in your home. No, we're okay. And so he hung up. You know, I go to the bank every week. I thought the girls in the bank, they know everybody. You know, they know what's going on. It's like going to the beauty shop or the barber shop, right? Everybody talks about everybody, you know? If you want to know what's going on in the world, go to the barber shop, you know? So I went to the bank and I said, you know so-and-so? She said, oh, yeah. I said, is he doing all right? No. I understand he's been diagnosed with brain cancer. They only give him about 6 months to live. Now, everything's okay. I called you and asked you if everything's okay. You've been given a diagnosis to die in 6 months and everything's okay? I don't think so. Do you? So I come home and I thought, Lord, I know I can remit the man's sins and pray for him. And so I did. I remitted his sins and prayed for him. And I never heard anything else from the Lord. So this last week I was in the bank again. A man that I know real well happened to walk by. He'd been here forever. He punched me in the side. And I said, praise God, how you doing? He said, I'm Thurman, I'm doing great. I said, have you heard from so-and-so? He said, yeah, I called him last week, and he didn't return my call. I said, so how's he doing? Do you know? He said, well, I understand he just finished a series of chemo. He said he hadn't called me back. He said, I'm not sure where he's at. I thought to myself, oh, God. Lord, if these people were lost, I could understand them not wanting to believe the Word of God. But since I've known these people for years, I've been in the Baptist church with them. They've seen my granddaughter raised from the dead, some of them firsthand. Why, at least, don't you give God a chance? Since I don't think there's anybody that knows your body better than he does. I don't only just think this, I know this is a fact. There's not one single human being in the world that understands the connection between the spirit, the soul, and the body. They don't understand it. They read it in the Bible, but they're just like me. They do not understand how the spirit, the soul, and the body is interconnected. But we're a three-part being. We're not a one-part being. All sickness starts in the spirit. You know, there's thousands of people been healed in this ministry. You know that? There's thousands of people who have gotten answers to their prayers after they learned from this ministry. Jack Butler called me last week. He said, Thurman, how do you do it? I said, what do you mean, Jack? He said, how do you put up with this? I said, Jack, I don't know what you're talking about. He said, I'm back in Houston now, and I'm going to a big Baptist church down here. He said, nearly everybody in my Sunday school class is sick. So he said, I wrote a 7-page article from God's Word about how sin and sickness are directly related with scriptures. I learned it, and he said, it's in the book. So he said, I know I'm on safe ground because it's in the Bible. So he said, I went to Sunday school last Sunday, and I sat down with him and told him, I said, you know, I have something to say. I sense so many of y'all are sick. I want to show you how that your sickness is starting in your spirit because you've broken God's law somewhere, how you've gotten into bitterness or unforgiveness or whatever, and that every time there is a place we can go to and find a sin, we can get rid of the sin, then we can pray for you and God will heal you. He said, I've experienced it in my own life several times. He said, Thurman, some of them wanted to throw me out of the class. He said, how do you do it? I said, you just love them, Jack. You just love them. You know, some of you in this room, the first time you heard me teach some of these things, you thought I'd lost my mind. Maybe all of you, I don't know. I get so tickled at Jerry when he says, I thought you were a mental patient that had escaped. You know what I first heard you. Jerry had been in church all of his life and he had never heard those kind of teachings. Now then, he's learned the truth. You know, and he's learned how to pray for him and his wife, and they're walking in divine health. Camilla, you hadn't been sick in a long time, have you? 1999. Ever since you learned to get right with God and walk in love with God, you haven't been sick. Isn't that wonderful? Jesus died on the cross to give us divine health so we don't have to be sick. I mean, I preached for years about how to get people healed. And then I thought, I don't know how they're going to receive this, but I'm going to start teaching people you don't have to be sick. Proactive is better, isn't it? Amen. You obey God and you never have to get sick instead of disobeying God and getting sick and then having to figure out what your sin was and repent of it and get well. I don't like that Job 33 where he says that he disciplines us with sickness and pain and we get all the way down to where our bones are sticking out and we don't want any even delicious food. You know, we're sick and afflicted. And then if you have that special messenger that comes by and finds your sin, shows you what you've done, and you repent, and they can pray the prayer of faith. And God says, I will raise that person up and say, don't let them die, and restore their flesh like a child's. I'd rather not go through that, hadn't you? I'd rather just obey him from the beginning and walk in divine health, hadn't you? That's the best way. But you have to get that in your head and in your heart. You have to learn how to talk. You know, you listen to the average Christian, especially when they get 50. I'm so old. Wow, I guess my mother died with cancer when she was 55. I guess I'll probably come down with it. I'm now 50 myself. You hear people talk like that? Isn't it sad? Instead of saying, you know, Jesus bore my sickness and removed my disease on the cross.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast, in its entirety, entitled Lord, Open My Spiritual Eyes, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.